Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Oracle's readings, and we'd like to thank you for joining us on another segment of Stand and Deliver. You have reached this topic because of the interest that has been shown in this topic, dealing with our housing situation and foreclosure. Has your dream home been hijacked, and who took it, and how do you find out how to get it back? Well, you're in the right place today, ladies and gentlemen. We have been discussing for the last 3 days, well, three segments, of course, the topic of foreclosure and illegally foreclosing on people's property. And we are going to get into some deeper discussion on that in a second. If you would just let me join in my co-host here. I'm trying to see how I can get her to add in here. I don't know if she can hear me or not. Let me see. Okay. I'm trying to get back in the screen here. Let's see. My contact there. Let's see if I can get that person back on here. It's not letting me get the person back in here. Let me see if I can get them back on here. Okay, Michelle, if you're out there in the audience, I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me, Michelle? If you can, please put your hand up. Michelle, I see your number is listed out there, but for some reason, I don't know why it's not letting me bring you in. Michelle, can you hear me? If you can, please raise your hand. Well, we got a little technical problem here. But anyway, nevertheless, I'm going to try to go ahead on because for some reason I can't seem to get her. And Michelle, if you can hear me out there, please raise your hand. Okay. Not letting me pull her in here. I'm going to try so I can chat with her. Just a minute here. Michelle, can you hear me? If you can, please type something. Screen is a little bit different than what I've been remembering it to be. Okay. Michelle, if you're out there, please type something in the chat room because I cannot, for some reason, I cannot seem to hit the button and bring you in. There seems to be some major problem here where my screen is all defragmented of some type. Button that I can, and it doesn't seem to want to let you in here. Okay, Michelle, can you hear me? Michelle? Look like a okay, a list of callers. Why is it not letting me? Okay. Well, anyway, Michelle, if you can, call in again, and then maybe I can figure out what is going on with the screen. Nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, we still have a program. And never fear, this topic is a serious topic that we want to bring your attention to. Michelle, if you can hear me, call in again, and then I'll try to see if I can bring you up on the screen. It's not letting me bring you up on the screen for some reason, and I don't know why. Okay, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, our topic this evening is about talking about looking at our mortgage papers, trying to decipher exactly through the early disclosure papers what it is that we have and how do we challenge the documents and what part of the documents do we revoke if we have to. Now, I want to go over briefly some of the documents in your mortgage papers, and these are standard papers that normally would be gone over by your realtor, or preferably your lawyer. Go over these with you before you actually go in. Now, I'm going to say that there is some problems where most of these papers are not gone over. And sometimes there is a problem when you have people who actually go through this document haphazardly and they don't go into detail. Now, I'm going to say for the record, here on out, you never go through the documents and sign anything without having a discussion. And some of the areas are flagged to tell you you must stop and have a discussion on this topic. Now, I hope our co-host will call back in. For some reason, these callers list, this thing is not working, and I'm not able to bring the callers in. And I don't know why my screen is doing this. I will have to talk to Blog Talk about that. I mean, at least should be able to bring their phone numbers up. It's just completely kabobulating the whole screen so that we can't see their information, so you can't bring them in. Okay. Now, let me go on and go through this document. Just put on your thinking caps this evening. I'm going to give you a couple of documents that you definitely want to get before you go buy any property. These are for people who are going to buy property or who have a mortgage already and would like to go over their mortgage paper. Buying your home is a handout. It's sort of like a leaflet that they give, and it's from the HUD guide. It's a settlement cost and helpful information that you need before you go to closing. Then there's a consumer handbook on adjustable rates for mortgages. You definitely want to get a copy of those. If you don't get one from your realtor, then ask them to give you a Federal Reserve copy of the Office of the Thrift Supervision. Now, your mortgage may be from a different name, but we're not talking about the name of the mortgage company. We're simply talking about the fact that you definitely want to make sure you get an early disclosure telling you what's in the mortgage with your loan number on there, your application number. And then these are the seven things that you definitely want to eyeball the document for, to find the truth in lending disclosure, good faith estimate, disclosure statement, servicing the transfer, the settlement cost booklet, notice regaining appraisal report, and if you have applied for an adjustable rate loan, the following are needed as well. Consumer handbook on adjustable rate mortgages, such as what I just told you, and a variable rate loan principal dwelling program disclosure. Now, it says here the information contained in the disclosure list that I just read above are estimates only, and it does not represent a commitment or a loan approval by the lender. Please sign and return one copy of each disclosure, and return envelope has been included. Now, these documents you definitely want to go over with your attorney, and you want to have a meeting of the mind with him or her on everything that you see in that list. And you want to question them about everything. Now, there is a special section that I want to draw your attention to that is usually flagged, and it's flagged for a reason. Right over on the definition of the truth and lending terms, and it talks about the annual percentage rate. This is not a note, rather for which the borrower applies. The annual percentage rate is the cost of the loan in the percentage terms. Now, there is another area that is flagged too, and they tell you do not sign it unless you clearly understand what it is you're signing. And that is under your RSPA servicing disclosure. And it says, notice to second lien mortgage loan applicants, the right to collect their mortgage loan payments may be transferred. Federal laws gives you certain related rights. If you are making a loan, save this statement with your loan document and sign the acknowledgement at the end of the statement only if you understand the content. Now, that's what I want to draw your attention to. You should see phrases like that in your mortgage, and if you don't, you should question, is this one or area that I should be looking at based on the fact that there is a meeting of the mind that needs to take place? Now, you need to talk it over with your realtor or your representative for your legal advisor. who is advising you on at closing. There's a time that you will stop and have a dialogue with your attorney about whether or not your signature is giving someone the rights to foreclose on you, whether or not you have the ability to withdraw your signature and withhold it. Now, I want you to understand that these early disclosures are for you to take time to go over the documents to make sure you know what it is you're signing. Now, we talked once before about property being stolen, property being taken away from various people because they've been giving them the right to serve as a trustee over the property once you become late or default on a payment. Now, you must remember that in the event that your mortgage has been sold and you find that your mortgage has been sold to another mortgage company and it was sold in bulk and it was sold without the note and without the title or the deeds, at that particular point, that property has been securitized. Securitized properties cannot be foreclosed on once they're securitized, and because there's no note to go with it to discharge the debt, because at all times the owner of the mortgage must have the material possession within their possession at all time, and that is the note, the wet signature, that is also the debt, as well as the trust, as well as the title and the deed. Now, at no time can the mortgage company pretend to make the judge believe that they have those contents within their company if they do not have those documents. If they continue to foreclose on that home without those documents, it is considered fraudulent, because of the fact they do not have a document stating that the debt has been paid in full, because that's what the owner yourself usually have to ask for. Give me the document stating paid in full. They can't provide it to you because there was no note to give to the so-called owner who purchased the house through a foreclosure. Now, you've got to get very wise about these foreclosures, because people... Let me tell you something. I was just on the radio today being interviewed. I was being interviewed by a radio station that was talking about the Ferguson issue today. And the gentleman described it quite well, what is really going on. He is listening for the pulse of the people. The cry of the people is really an indication that there's something wrong with our society and something very wrong in the minorities and the black communities that the world tends to want to ignore. And this is just another cry, he said, that draws attention to what has been wrong for a long time. And does it get an attention that will draw the interest of the judge to see that they have been improperly administering the Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights of the people? And is it just an indication that somebody has to go all the way to the national court system to beg and plead for due process? It's an indication to let people know that black people are not taken very serious, that they deserve to have due process, that they deserve to have their cases examined just as any other non-Melanite person does. So I spoke out, and I indicated that the people have reached a boiling point. They have reached a point of collapsing in all areas when it pertains to the African American. There has not been any particular care shown to handle matters that pertain to the vicious murderings in our community, whereas even a meeting was which should have been called between the department head of the police department to say that there has to be a stop of this killing of black boys open season. Not anyone making a statement that the police department is upset about these murders and want it to end. Now, this this situation here with Ferguson having to, you know, resign, thinking that will solve the problem, where the sore is still open. It's still a wound there, and it has to heal. And the wound is not only with the shooting. The wound is with the judicial system as well, giving due process to every man and woman because it's their inalienable rights, giving them the right to a life, a pursuit of happiness, liberty, as well as to their property. All those things have been violated. If a third world country came in and took a look at our society, and yet they're on a system where they're governed by their government, they're living far better than us. We are living worse than a refugee here in America as African Americans. We're living worse than a refugee, which drops down lower than a second-class citizen. At least they can go in and out of places without being targeted for free-hanging fruit and frisked down, stopped going throughout the highway. At least they can function as lower socioeconomic people and be treated the same way. What America is tired of, at least the minorities, we're tired of the injustice. We're tired of people stealing from us, all in the name of legalities and law, yet when they continue to break all the laws. Well, we've seen through that, and we know that the system is broken, and we know that the system doesn't work for us. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. When you start building your portfolios, I know you are getting eager to build up your masses of portfolios. And sometimes that means that you have to go and steal from others. Yes, I know about the unions that are unions of thieves right in Europe. They have bona fide organizations to support thievery or robbery, and those people are unionized. So it goes on, the stockpiling. This is what we have to address. Why is it that someone has to have an extra abundant amount of something and always creating a shortage for the world? There is no shortage of anything. But when we pretend that there's a shortage, then we have people stockpiling and stealing. We do not need to be afraid. There is abundant and enough for everyone. And this land that we have here was given to every man, woman, and child. But for us to have to struggle to fight for our mortgages, something that should have been rightfully ours in the first place, and then watch people finagle our properties into their portfolios as open season while people are squatters all over the urban city. Squatters, nowhere to go. And then we argue about George Lucas putting his museum downtown Chicago. Then where are the people going to put their human bodies when they want to lay down to rest? Where are the little children going to sit at the table at when someone has finagled their property? Well, George Lucas can sleep in the finest hotels. He can sleep anywhere he wants to sleep. His mother and father may not have been an indigenous people, but ours were. And they worked the railroads, and they worked the sugar cane, and they built the buildings, and they laid the pavement and cement for our streets. They built the country, as a matter of fact, but yet, without any consolation given about whether or not these people, after releasing them from slavery, whether or not thinking that they would need some land. Say, you cannot go and visit the idea of thinking about making us whole when it comes to divvying out a proper portion of land to us. Well, my ancestors said they are tired of it. You should have come to your senses by now and realized that apartheid and dealing with eminent domain, pushing people off their land like the Native Americans and running them up the mountain and pushing them down the Trail of Tears, somewhere we should have learned by now that the African Americans are going to rise up. And that's indicative of the Ferguson case. And this is what is happening. They're rising up because they're humans and they want to have the experience of their equal rights, the pursuit of happiness and liberty and the right to property. And when we begin to take notice of our mortgages and see that they are not written and in the contextualized language, there is even fraud in the language hidden behind the word to only fool a few, they think, to figure this out. You cannot fool all the people all the time. They are going to come to conclusion that what you have been dealing is pure fraud and acting it out in the court of law and swearing on the Bible that what you have printed is true. Well, who's true? According to whose truth? Now, those that are judges in these arenas are going to have to come clean. They can no longer endorse these falsehoods that these perpetrators are inflicting upon the people, white and black, because they're poor people. They think that it's okay to make the richer rich. Well, the white people are now standing up and saying something about it too. It's just not a black issue. It's an issue of status and finance. Well, our people from the ancient ones were very rich at one time because they were in rulership and they had the authority to decree a thing. We lost that right because we became stiff-necked people and we were given over to you to rule only for a short time. Well, we're waking up. We have learned our lessons too. And now we're coming out of this anesthesis. And I understand that they only gave so many hundreds of years for you to be in rulership. And now that those years are approaching upon us, you will see that as much stuff as you can gather up will not mean anything. Your happiness will not be predicated on your stuff, but on your relationships that you have with humankind. And if you have not developed the relationship with your brother or sister of the darker hue and come into the consciousness of brotherhood, then you won't make it to the new society. And that new society will mean that you have to be humane to all, regardless of what their status is or their financial gain or their hue or color or race. There's too many people of different races on probation to transition into the stage of the status of a white person. Too many people collapsing their heritage into Eurocentric thinking. It is important for each culture to have their own uniqueness. God wouldn't have made it that way if he didn't want every culture to be unique. And for everyone to give up their culture and to collapse into one Eurocentric thinking is hideous for anyone to think that that should be the case. Every man and woman who carries a heritage and a culture should be proud of it and utilize their status without wanting to become something else. Now, as far as I know, as far as I've been told, during the Fourth and Fifth Amendment, that land belongs to us, whether you're going to give us 40 acres and a mule or we're going to take it. But the ancestors are here now, and they're on the scene, and you're going to see more people giving their property back and more banks apologizing for what has happened and more courts overturning cases because this will make you have a conscience of what you're doing. And in your sleep at night, you will wrestle with your own judgment as to what is wrong and right. No one will have to tell you what is wrong or right. Your own conscience will convict you. And they tell me your conscience is worse than any man's whooping. So it's very vital that you should learn from these shortcomings and learn quickly. Because there's some of us who are coming that are gods. We're right here on this earth, and we are conscious, and we're gods. And we're calling more gods to us. So guess what? As we call those gods to us, and we begin to stand up and point out a situation that is not correct, you will be ashamed for other countries to see how badly you're acting amongst your slaves who have carried your babies and who have breastfed your children and who have raised your nation up to an outstanding country. You will be ashamed when other countries view how you treat your servants. Because we have been servants and we have learned how to serve, we will now have access to rulership. You will not be able to hold anything back from us unless the great creator permits it. And if he didn't permit it, it is not so. I don't care how much you desire to play God, your time is up. And if you have not utilized what has been given to you in a proper manner, and you have mismanaged it, and you have failed to live up to the expectation, your control and power will be taken away. And that's due to happen shortly. You don't want to play with Mother Nature. We are the mothers of this world. We did bring you into existence and all others. We did come from the high places because you found our bones in the high places where Dignish lived. And we are Dignish, and she is us. We are the DNA from those bones. We produce every living being here. That says a whole lot for us that we might just be God. And you don't want to make a mistake of disrespecting God. Because we control the rivers and the oceans and the streams and the elements, we have the ability to call them into place when necessary. We don't have to fight you with carnal warfare. We just need to talk to the ancestors and the elements to be about the situation at hand and watch Mother Nature go to work and ask her to have mercy upon the land. Now, I am making a plea to some and giving a warning to others. Leave the black race alone. Leave their children alone. Stop killing them. Plagues upon them. Leave the women alone. Stop exploiting them. And most of all, leave our property alone and stop taking homes from the innocent. This is a warning that's going out to some. Pretty soon you will not hear the voice in the wind of a warning going out to you. It will be chastisement taking place all over this land. Because you can only do so many ingested deeds in your life before you're taken down and you're chastised. With chastisement comes consequences. And there are consequences to be paid these days. What has happened with Ferguson is just an example of the cry of the people of what is ailing us all over the land. Those of darker shades are getting hit the most, but those poor whites are also getting hit too. And they're tired of this nonsense of this company, of this country acting out and not being humane enough to be considerate of human beings and their lifestyle. There is no individual and I and we, it's we and us. When you suffer, we suffer. When we suffer, you're going to suffer too. So don't think that you can hide behind all of these things that are being done when other countries see how we're suffering, how we are not being given basic essential rights to land. Well, that is over with. They're telling us to get new realtors, start all over again, and the market is getting better. Come on out and buy property. People don't trust anymore. People have lied to us, out and out lied to us. How is it that you think we can trust a liar when they've told us lies about this finance in the real estate business, in our stocks and bonds and 401ks and our Roths? We've lost so much of our finances, but we're ready to gain now. The Mother Nature is on the scene, and it's our turn to gain now and to be given back sevenfold of what we lost. There will be no for the black man and woman because they have suffered much and have never been given reparation. They will have their turn to regain to rulership. My prayer is that we will get in position so we can rule, that we will throw off the slave masters, false gods, and come into consciousness so we can clean our act up and start treating each other like brothers and sisters and learning to love each other and stop turning the gun on each other and clapping the gun just as soon as we get angry. We've got to come into a real rulership of who we really are. We are not this people that murders. We are not this people that assassin. We are not this people that's wicked and that hates. We are loving people, and we must demonstrate that at all times. And we must also look at the fact that what land belongs to us, God will give it to us. Don't wait for somebody to hand you anything. You take position as if you have ownership, then it will come to you. It has no other authority but to come to you, because you've stood in the position, you know that this earth is the Lord's and the world and they that dwell therein. So how can any man take it and charge you a tax on it and say it belongs to them? It never belonged to them. They stole it and they took it from the Indians, and now they're trying to steal it from you. If you stand in position and fight and go to these courtrooms and ask to have due process, not just ask, demand your due process and demand a jury of your own peers in a trial jury so you can defend your cases. But it's not going to happen when you're afraid and you're waiting on lawyers to take cases in for you. These lawyers will not take the case for you. They will not fight for you. Trust me. The Union of Teachers and I have tried to get those lawyers to be a part, but they will not, because they're in too deep and they are on other people's payroll. So you are going to have to stand in pro se yourself. Now, I say this much to you, that you are going to have to be a soldier to fight the good fight of faith and stand and deliver, because Harriet taught you how to do it. Yes, you're going to have some opposition. Yes, you're going to have some people want to sue you, and they might even bring you in into court. But don't be afraid. Do not be afraid, because the Lord is with you. And stand and deliver, and God will speak for you where you can't speak for yourself, Moses, and he will bring Aaron to your side to speak for you. But go in these courtrooms and know that you're not alone. And I ask you to sign up with us union